At the start of a T20 innings, when you're bowling off spin, it's a bit of a lottery how it goes, really. If you get an early one, you can sometimes get on a roll. And luckily enough, tonight I got an early one, and it was a little bit of a soft dismissal, but it's amazing how something like that, a bit of luck goes your way, and all of a sudden the ball can start to roll for you. But I don't think it was a turning point. I think the way that everyone bowled, especially the debutants that came into the team, did exactly what they were asked and just stuck to their guns. So it was a really good team performance all around. Yeah, it was quite dry out there. It did spin quite a bit. Probably the wickets that we've been trained on have been pretty similar as well. So it's not like we were caught unawares by it. It was something that we expected. That's probably the reason I opened the bowling in the first place, just to see how it did play at the start. There's always an unknown when it's a new, fresh wicket at the start of a tour. So it did spin straight away, and we basically just decided to keep going down the spin route. And as I said, Boycey straight after me to bowl 4-0, 2 for 10. It's a super debut, especially in a country away from home. So it was nice to have a nice turner for a couple of our spinners and get a nice couple of wickets for us at the start of the series. Yeah, it's still a long way away. Obviously, the wickets are going to be pretty similar the whole way through, I reckon. We're expecting to play on a lot of big turns. Obviously, most other countries think we have a weakness against spin, where I think that's a bit of a bit up and down, because I think we've got some very good players that spin in our team. We've got a lot of guys that have been playing in the subcontinent and have played spin quite well. So, and of course, the Ajmal factor, I think, is going to be a big loss for them, and something that we're probably going to be jumping all over and trying to put pressure on whoever comes in to replace him. Yeah, I was super impressed by him. I've seen a fair bit of him, played in the academy with him as we were growing up, and to perform like that on the big stage, your first international game, is a super effort, and especially with the crowd screaming. It was a great crowd out there. It was packed house, and to perform like that on your debut was a super effort. And he was landing, he was spinning them, and really just showcased his full skill, and hopefully he can keep doing that for Australia. I have no idea, to tell you the truth. I'm not sure. Even when I batted the nets yesterday, it sort of felt extremely comfortable. I felt like I was hitting the ball well, and it did feel like the start of the IPL all over again. And must be something about the wickets that just suit me. The pace of them it just feels nice when I'm in the nets and the ball comes on at the perfect pace. And I love facing spin over here. It's a good challenge, and it's a good way to test your skills as well. So it's a very enjoyable place to play. The crowd's always very entertaining, extremely loud, and then you've got the weather to contend with as well. So it's a great place to play. It's very tough. Yeah, I think that's what we were aiming to do tonight, was to really put our front foot forward and basically put a dent in Pakistan and make it harder for them to come back for the rest of the time we're here. So to start a series like that, where it's a really dominating win, I think we won with, I think, 6 overs left, it is a great way to start a tour. And if you can keep your foot on the throat the whole way through the tour and basically stay on top of the opposition the whole way through, I think it just shows what you're really here to do. And it's something we haven't done in a way series for a while, I think. Especially going back to the India tour a couple of years ago, where we were the opposite way around, where India just basically stood on us the whole way through that series, and it was tough to come back from. So hopefully we can do that to Pakistan and go home with 6 wins. Yeah, I think we did bowl well, though. I think it was a bit surprising how we were getting our wickets. I wasn't expecting them to fall to spin. Especially my spin, I haven't taken a lot of wickets in T20 cricket. But as I said before, if you do get that run of luck, the momentum does sit with you, and you can get on a bit of a roll. So, and then Boycey, when he comes into bowl, he's the team's three for not many, and it's easier for him to come into the game. So I think everything just worked for us tonight. Sometimes it happens in a T20 game when nothing goes right for a team, and that happened to Pakistan tonight. So hopefully it keeps going wrong for him for the rest of the series. Yeah, we saw Raza Hassan, I think, 2 years ago, and he bowled beautifully in the T20s that he played. And he's got a lot of tricks. He's got quite a difficult action to pick up, where the ball, he sort of gets a lot of revs on and bowls across seam instead of the standard seam-up delivery. So he's quite a good young talent. I've seen a little bit of him, but, I thought he bowled quite well tonight. They just didn't have enough runs on the board.
I wouldn't say that we're worried. I think we're prepared. I think
I think we've done our homework on all the players. We knew exactly what they were going to offer. But we're not expecting every game to be as comfortable as that. We're not expecting to win every game with a third of the overs left in the game and half our team still in the shed. I think, as I said, in T20 cricket, sometimes things can go up and down. I think if you look at our lineup, and you've got, or normally when we've got our full squad in for T20 cricket, there's guys that are world class in T20 cricket. They're rated up right above, and then you look at our T20 rating, and we're rated 8th or 9th or whatever the hell we are, which I don't think is a good show of actually where we are as a T20 team in the world. I think we're one of the best. I just don't think we play enough together. And some days it can happen. It just a few wickets lose at the start, and then all of a sudden the ball starts to turn, and some part timers come on and get a few wickets, and you collapse. You don't make as many as you probably should as a team. And T20 is a funny game, but now we've got the one day series, which will be a real test for us, and 50 overs in the heat, and hopefully we can, as I said, keep the foot on the throat and really, really try and win every game for this series. Yeah, it's a great moment when guys are making their debut. I think the last time we had a lot of debutants, I think there was three guys in a one day at the MCG. I think it was there the last year or the year before, and it's a great moment when a few guys are going through the same thing together, because they can sort of ride each other with through that difficult time together. And the fact that these guys have all come through the academy together, they've played a lot of cricket together, sort of makes it a little bit of an easier transition for them as well. So it's not like it was too foreign for them that they were playing with 10 guys who they hadn't played with before. They'd been playing with mates from younger days, and it made it, I think, a little bit easier for them to settle in tonight. So they perform well, and hopefully they can keep performing well for Australia.